Welcome to the Rev Ministries. Today we'll be listening to Johnny D.
I mentioned last week I'd like to start the next few weeks the same way and share the same truth. The first illustration I'd like to share with you is eating what's on your plate. I've got some friends and they asked me to go talk with one of their teenage boys this week. And parents are real quick to say to me, come talk to my son, come talk to my daughter, come fix my son, come fix my daughter. And I can't do any of that. I don't know what they think I'm going to tell them. I had one lady tell me one time, tell my son he's going to hell. And I told her, I said, I think he already knows. I don't think that's a secret. And I looked at him and he goes, I know. So I went and I visited this boy and it wasn't what the dad was expecting or what I was expecting. And what I'll end up sharing with the dad is, are you living a life of example? Are you the boy? Are you an example enough to your son that he's going to grow into who you want by the life that you're living? And I know him and I love him and he's a dear friend and he's going to say, well, we're not doing this and we're not doing this. And their current excuse is, we went somewhere and we got hurt at church. And we went there and we didn't like what they were saying. And we went there and we didn't like what they were saying. We didn't get fed. And I shared with you last week, I'll share with you this week and next week, that if a church is preaching God's word, then there's food on the table. And it's up to us to eat it. It's a decision. It's a conscious decision. If there's songs, if there's songs of worship and songs of praise, and we're worshiping the God Almighty and we're praising the God Almighty, it's up to you whether or not you want to sing it or not. It's the same God. Well, I'm not a real big fan of whatever, electric guitar or piano or tambourine or hymns or rock music or whatever our excuses are. It's up to us. Am I determined to reach him, to meet him, to see him, to hear from him, to be affected by him, to be affected by him? And so over the next few weeks as we share this series, Family Values, and last week we talked about fathers and dads, and today we talk about mothers and wives, and next week children, and the following week neighbors, there's food on the table, not because I'm a good cook, but because God provides. And we'll be looking at the scriptures and what they say, and how you want to eat them or choose not to eat them is up to you. And the warning label on every bottle, on every service, on every front door of every church, of any place of worship should be careful. The devil's here too. He's here with us this morning. He's here in every church. In fact, the devil goes to church more than all of us put together. He's here to lie to you. He's here to distract you. He's here to tell you, that's not true. I kid around with my kids sometimes too much, and they look to my wife like, is he telling the truth? And she goes, he's kidding around. I tell the kids that they get up in the morning, I'm like, we're taking you back to the factory today. And they're like, no, he's not. The devil's here to lie to you. That's what he does. He's here to tempt you. We've been saying that the last couple of weeks. He's here to tempt you. Do it, 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 and then accuse you. I can't believe you did that. I can't believe you did that. And sometimes the temptation isn't to do something. It's not to do something. You don't have to go to Bible study. You don't have to read. You don't have to worship. The Bible's going to be there tomorrow. Yeah, the Bible's going to be here tomorrow, but you may not. There's all kinds of people texting and killing people. And people driving their bicycles, and you don't see them, and they don't see you, and they get away scot-free, but you don't, you die. And planes fall out of the sky and land on houses and kill people and food poisoning. And I don't mean to be grim, but the Bible will be here tomorrow. You're not guaranteed that you will be. So sometimes the temptation is, don't go to church. They have church all the time. Don't read your word. It'll be there tomorrow. Don't sing that song. You could sing song later. Remember, his agenda is to steal from you. Wives, mothers, what kind of wife do you want for your boys? Be that wife. What kind of woman do you want your daughters to grow up and be? Be that woman. Show them with your life, not just your words. Let's pray. Father, we come before you. Your good book, your holy word is filled with instructions on how to be godly fathers, how to be godly mothers, how to be godly husbands, and how to be godly wives, how to be Christians, how to be Christ-like. Father, let us take this to heart. Let it change the way that we talk, the way that we live, the way that we love, the way that we worship. Let your word penetrate our mind and our heart and our soul. Let it change us. Father, the family has been under attack from the beginning. The devil doesn't stop. Let us be that relentless too. Let us seek you with all that is in us, because the devil seeks with all that is in him to destroy us. Father, let us be godly men and godly husbands, because our reward is in heaven. Lord, teach us to be godly wives and godly mothers, because our reward is in heaven. Father, thank you for salvation. Thank you for forgiveness. Thank you for deliverance from hell if we ask for it. Thank you for the gift of eternity if we ask for it. Father, turn your children's heart back to you. In Jesus' name, amen.